Welcome, everybody. This is the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and I'm Barry Kant, your host. And we are at show number 423 for March of 2021. And if you have questions or comments, you can contact me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Or you can visit us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I do look forward to hearing from you, so please drop me a line or put a comment in the Facebook page. I appreciate it. Now I've got a question. Have you ever looked back at your career and thought, wow, that was a great job. I wish I could do that again. Well, that's kind of the situation that we're going to be talking about today. We're in today's show. We talked to a gentleman who is doing just that. He's talking to us about the best job that he ever had, and that was being a travel agent. And he's going to tell us why it was the best job he ever had. So I hope you enjoy this interview, and I hope you enjoy it despite some of the challenges that we had with the audio. We were recording this interview outside, face-to-face, and it was windy and definitely a bit of a challenge, and I tried to correct some of those audio difficulties in the software, but you might notice a little degradation in the audio quality, and I hope the content overrides the audio quality. So nevertheless, I hope you enjoy the show. So let's get on with the interview. Here we go. Welcome, everybody, to the interview portion of the podcast. And sitting out here outside on a beautiful evening here in South Florida, actually we're in, well, near Jensen Beach, out here on Hutchinson's Island, which is a barrier island, just off the intracoastal waterway. And it's a community where I'm at. I'm here with Howie Flatten, and we're sitting here looking over the pool, which is kind of quiet this time of the day. We're here in the evening, but here with a beautiful sunset. And I want to welcome Howie to the show. Howie, you know, I ran into Howie here at the pool, and I overheard him talking about the best job that he ever had. And he said that was a travel agent. So I thought, boy, I've got to interview Howie and talk to him about his job as a travel agent. So with all of that, I do want to introduce Howie Flatten, and welcome to the show. This is a live interview, by the way, live being not over a phone line, but actually Howie's just sitting right across the table from me. Hi, Howie.
Well, hello there. And Barry, it's a pleasure to be here, and thank you very much for wanting to take the time out to hear my story about my experiences when I was a travel agent many years ago.
Yeah, and as a travel agent, you said, you know, that's the best job that you ever had. And, you know, what parts of that job, or maybe just the whole thing, but what parts did you particularly like?
I really liked the job, Barry. In particular, it was the interaction that I had within the whole industry, whether it was talking to airlines, car rental companies, hotels, doing VIP reservations for our VIP customers that we had at the time, and also doing the fam trips. That was fantastic. I took some fantastic fam trips, went to some fantastic places, and also I got to travel for nothing or very little. That was another great perk. Who would not like that, right?
Oh yeah, that's wonderful. And, you know, maybe going back to the beginning, for those of you who aren't travel agents right now, but thinking about becoming a travel agent, I know we have a few people out there that listen as a result of that interest. What did you do, Howie, to prepare to become a travel agent?
Yes, so in 1994, I decided to go to a local community college in New Jersey where I live. It's called Bergen Community College in Paramus, New Jersey, and I took a travel agent course. It was a 5-month course, and you learned on the Sabre system. So you learned how to become a travel agent, and then you had to learn geography and world destinations. And I just loved it. And that was in 1994. And then 2 years later, in May of 1996, that is when I was able to get my very first job with my very first travel agency called VTS Travel, Vidi Travel Service, and it was located in Mahwah, New Jersey. And they were the 10th largest corporate travel agency in the United States at that time in 1996.
Wow.
Very successful.
Wow, very interesting. And what kind of position did you have at VTS Travel?
Okay, so when I first started, I was hired as what was called an OS, meaning operations support. So I would be doing different support work, meaning the travel agent would do the actual bookings, and then I would do the back work. So like the VIP checks, I was doing the VIP checks and doing the back work. Per se, and that was it was mostly VIP checks. That was my very first position that I had within VTS Travel.
Okay, what is a VIP check?
A VIP check, a very important person.
Uh-huh.
So, right, so so the agency that I worked for on the corporate side and the leisure side, but more so on the corporate side, they had their very big corporate corporations that they dealt with on a regular basis. So you had your VIPs that traveled always on a constant basis. So they were our VIPs. It didn't matter what company they were with. And we made sure that everything was perfect to a T. Meaning I would see the VIP reservation in the queue, and then whatever the reservation consisted of, whether it was airline, hotel, car rental company, I would make the phone calls to all these companies, and I would make sure that everything was set and ready to go. If there was a special meal request, we made sure that that was in. Any changes, if the VIP wanted to make a change, we would make that change.
So your job was basically to make sure that their customer service was top-notch, 100%. Everything was correct and ready to go for
that
traveler.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a very important job that I had.
Yeah.
Very important, doing the VIP checks and making sure that everything was perfect.
Yeah, nothing's more important than customer service, especially in the travel business, I would say.
That's right, because these were our repeat customers that we had, that we were with these different companies that were coming to us for our service.
Oh yeah.
You know, it was wonderful. It was really good. The interaction was just fantastic. That's what I loved about it.
Interacting with a lot of people all the time.
All the time, right. And interacting with different companies and people throughout the whole industry, as I had mentioned before.
Yes, yeah. And kind of basically your job was to make people happy or to make sure that your clients were happy as they moved about their travel business.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. And that is how I started with VTS Travel. But it was also great, Barry, because then I was able to work in different departments where I was able to see how different things worked. For instance, after I was doing VIP checks and operations support, I eventually did go back to that. But after that, I had gone and worked in the hotel department. So I was doing the accounting for that. And then I would have to make actual telephone calls to hotels looking for the commission.
Oh.
You know, right. So if we didn't receive the commission, I was the one making the phone call.
So some my past experience tells me this too. Some hotels are a little lax on paying commissions.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yes.
Yeah.
They really are. Oh yes, some are.
Yeah.
Especially a lot of the bed and breakfasts, different kinds of places. You know, if you were dealing with a different, an odd or different kind of place, not like your normal Hilton,
right,
it was a little harder sometimes.
Yeah.
But it always worked out. And then from the hotel department, Barry, I had the opportunity to go and work in one of our leisure offices. At the time, we had two leisure offices. One was in Saddle River, New Jersey. The other one was in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. So I went to the Franklin Lakes office. And that was also a very important job because when you walked in the door, I was the first person that you saw.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So it was my job to direct the customers as they came in. I would direct them to the travel agent the right travel agent, whoever was available, or according to where they were going. You know, I would pick up the phone, and I would direct phone calls, I would take messages. I was in charge of the whole upkeep of the office, making sure that all the brochures were fully stocked, and the coffee, and the cookies, and,
oh, yeah.
and the cleanliness. But it was wonderful.
Yeah,
I loved it, so I got to see that. And I did that for 7 months. And then after working in the leisure office, then a different opportunity was brought forth to me to work in the groups department in the main corporate office.
Yeah.
And that is where I stayed most all of the rest of my days with BTS Travel, in the groups department, and then from there in corporate. But yes, in the groups department, that was also a very big important job that I did.
Yeah,
that's the back work. I did a lot of the back work.
Okay. I was going to say, that could be pretty demanding where you have, you know, several different people who need different types of accommodations and, you know, they're all going to the same place basically, but they all have different needs.
Yes. We dealt, when I say groups, we dealt mostly with different pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, okay.
You know, big companies.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking between 300 and 500 people.
Oh my.
For one group.
Yeah.
And so whenever a new drug was coming out or something new was coming out, the company would host it, and then we would do all the airline arrangements.
Okay.
You know, mostly. We would just be hired doing the airline, and that's all we would do
uh-huh.
in the groups department. It was just the airline reservations.
Okay.
And we had a contracted rate at the time with Continental Airlines.
Oh.
So that's where the free travel comes in.
Okay.
Because I got 2 free airline tickets with Continental every year.
Oh, nice.
And believe me, I took advantage of it.
Yeah, I'll bet you did.
Oh, yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about your fam trips, but before we do that, what happened? What happened in the travel business that you left the travel business?
Well, sad to say, the first time around, after 9/11 happened, I was laid off.
Yeah.
So 1 week after 9/11 happened, I was laid off, and so were 50 other people in my company on the same day. Very, very sad. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, absolutely horrible. But then 2 years later, I was working at the Grand Union at the time. I was a cashier working at the Grand Union, and I ran into one of my former coworkers, who was now promoted, and she was a supervisor in the corporate department. And she asked me if I would be interested in coming back, and I said, oh my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I went, and I interviewed, and I started right away, and that was fantastic. So I got back into it in 2003. And I did it for a year, Barry, because in 2004, in September of 2004, I ended my employment with BTS Travel because my parents moved down here to Florida,
and
I moved down here with them.
Yeah.
So that's what stopped me from working with BTS Travel. If I had stayed in New Jersey, I could still be with that company today.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because eventually, Direct Travel bought them out, so it is now Direct Travel.
Okay.
And they're still in existence.
Yeah. And what, you know what you went through in 2001 is something similar in ways, not entirely, but similar in ways to what we're going through now with the travel business and the pandemic.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Quite different, but yes. Yes. And it was a very sad time. It was a very difficult time.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget that day when I saw Joanne. And I'm checking out her groceries. You know, it was busy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, all right, Joni, hurry up. Tell me what you have to tell me because I got customers waiting. She's like, we want you back. We want you back at BTS Travel. I said, yes, yes. I said, what time? She said, what time do you get off? I said, 2 o'clock. She said, great. Come right to the agency. That's what I did. Yep. So I still stayed with the Grand Union part-time a little bit. But then I eventually gave that up, and then I went back full-time with BTS Travel. But this time it was not in the groups department. It was in the corporate department. But again, doing the back work. I wasn't the actual reservationist. I was doing a lot of the back work, which is very important.
Back office work, yeah.
The back office work is very important.
Yeah, even if you're a solo entrepreneur travel agent, that back office work is still important.
Yes. I was in charge, Barry, of every single airline ticket that was issued when I was in the groups department, and the same thing with corporate. Now, when I first started with BTS Travel, in the beginning, it was paper tickets. So
oh,
you
yeah.
can imagine with these huge groups, you can imagine all the tickets that were being issued.
Yeah.
You know, so I had to physically put, you know, I had to physically put the, you know, the paper tickets into the machine. I kept refilling the paper, you know, for the itineraries, and that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
But then eventually we went to e-tickets, and then
yep.
paper tickets became almost non-existent. So that made the job a little bit easier. But I was still mailing out their itinerary and the receipt. You would get one paper receipt.
Yep.
Instead of having like four or five coupons, now you would just have one receipt. And then I would mail that off to every customer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, one of the big perks about being a travel agent are fam trips.
Yes,
and you
that's
had,
right.
You had some opportunities to do that. And
I did. I did. I had some opportunities, Barry. I went on some fantastic fam trips. BTS travel, the fam trips that I went on, if you traveled domestically within the U.S., it was $50 a person. If you traveled internationally, it was $75 a person. Everything was included.
Wow.
Yes. And I went to Europe a few times. I went to London a few times. And then I went to a few different locations. Here in the United States, and I also went on a fam trip to Puerto Rico once. I went to Puerto Rico, I went to Jamaica, I went to London, and then some different cities here in the U.S., but it was wonderful.
And you had a Hawaii trip, too, that you took.
Yes, I did. I did. This was not when I was with BTS Travel. This was actually 4 years ago. I did this on my own. I was visiting a friend who actually lived in Sydney, Australia. So I went to Sydney, Australia.
Oh, wow.
And on my way home from Australia, I said, Hawaii is on the way. And it's my birthday, so why not?
Yeah.
So I stopped in Honolulu, and I stopped in Hawaii for 4 days. And that was absolutely beautiful, stunning trip. And I flew on Qantas Airlines, and I got a fantastic deal.
Oh.
Fantastic deal, $1,200 return from West Palm Beach, Florida to Sydney, Australia to Honolulu, Honolulu back to West Palm Beach.
Oh.
That was a great deal back in 2017.
Yeah, $1,200 for that whole
trip? Yes, round trip for the whole trip.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. That's because I booked it in October
of
2016.
Okay. And what did you like about Hawaii? What islands did you visit?
I was only in Oahu. Because I was only there so many days, and I wanted to be in Waikiki. I wanted to be on Waikiki Beach and in Honolulu, and I was only on the island of Oahu, and that is what I experienced.
Okay.
And, but it was wonderful. I walked around. I did a lot. I experienced a lot.
And going to Australia, what did you like about Australia?
Oh, Barry, I loved everything. The people are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
The plane trip was long. But you know what? It wasn't as bad as what I thought. I thought, oh my gosh, how the heck am I going to get through this? 20 hours from West Palm Beach, Florida to the Australia. I said, oi. But you know what? It wasn't as bad as I thought. But I loved Australia, yes, for the people. I love the culture. They're so down to earth. They're so friendly.
Yeah.
But, and also, my goodness, is it expensive for us as Americans? It's easy for us to say that it's very, very expensive. But again, depending on where you live, it's all relative.
Right, right.
You know, like when I was there visiting my friend who I was visiting, he smokes.
Oh.
And a pack of cigarettes in 2017 was $35 a pack.
Oh my gosh, that U.S. or Australian dollar?
That was Australian, but
yeah.
In U.S. it still came out to 30, it still came out to $22.
Holy cow.
For one pack.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's $40 a pack here in 2021.
Oh. I'm glad I don't have that habit.
No, no.
Yeah.
But I loved Australia.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it.
Where'd you go in Australia?
Only Sydney. I was in
Sydney,
because my friend lives in Sydney, and we were supposed to take a trip to Melbourne, but unfortunately we couldn't do that because at the time when I was visiting, my friend's job was very demanding, and we really wanted to go, but because of the situation at the time that he had with the job, we couldn't do it. So we were only in Sydney.
Okay.
But it was still wonderful. He showed me around. I got to see the area. I got to ride Australian Rail. And
oh, yeah.
I went over the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
And I got to see the Opera House in person. So.
Wow.
Yeah. It was like the facts of life goes to Australia. Loved it.
I question to ask you. If you had the opportunity to go back into the travel business today, would you consider that?
I would. If I saw an opportunity, a travel company that was looking to rehire, uh-huh. Yes, I would. I think I would.
Yes.
I know it's a little sketchy nowadays.
Yeah.
But I think eventually down the road, maybe not this year, but I think down the road, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Once everything fully comes back and is back to normal, if the opportunity came to me to work for another travel agency company, yes, I think I would do it.
Yeah, I think you know, this time next year we should be pretty much back to normal.
I'm sure we will, Barry.
Yeah.
Everybody will be vaccinated, yeah. Not only here in the United States, but
around the world. Yeah.
So we'll be all in a much better place.
Yeah. And another thing that, you know, that I kind of foresee out there in the future is that when this gets back to normal, I think we're going to have cleaner environments. I think the airlines are going to be cleaner. You know, the cruise ships are going to,
yes.
You know, they've done a good job in the past prior to the pandemic because of some of the incidents they've had. They know about cleanliness, but I think it's even going to be better as we move forward in 2022.
Yes, I agree 100%. Yeah. Absolutely.
So
I do.
Yeah. So I think travel's going to be safe again, but safer.
Right. And fun.
And fun.
And fun. And people will want to do it.
Yeah.
People will want to travel.
Why would people want to travel?
Right. Right. Why do we like to travel?
Yeah.
Right? Because it's fun. It's
yeah.
fun. It's adventurous. It's different. I like experiencing, Barry, different cultures from around the world and different states.
Yeah.
I like to see how our different cities in our country are. I like to see how people are in different states in our country, and especially internationally. You know, I've been to England 11 times.
Wow.
Barry, 11 yeah. times. And I've been to many other countries in Europe, many. And I absolutely loved my experiences.
Yeah. What is there one thing in particular that you do to go out and make sure you experience the culture that you're in, wherever it might be?
Just watching different programs, and it's just, you know, doing it on my own. If I say to myself, oh, you know what, I'm curious, I want to see, like, Iceland, I want to see, okay, I'll Google Iceland, I want to see pictures,
uh-huh.
I want to read up about it, I want to see what it's about, because I love geography. Geography
uh-huh.
is one of my favorite subjects. If I was a school teacher, I would definitely be a geography.
Yes.
I would be teaching like earth science, meteorology, and geography. That's what I would be doing.
Well, that makes sense in terms of you got involved in the travel business. And
yes,
yeah, that
because I loved it in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
When I had to take geography in high school, all my other classmates were like, oh, they hated it. I loved it. And I was my teacher's best friend because
yeah.
I loved geography.
When you're in a different country, what do you do to go out and get to know the people, to know the culture? You kind of have to know the people.
Right, right. And that involves getting out on your own.
Yeah.
You know, like for instance, you know, like when I was in England, you know, I took British Rail. I went to different areas. Pick an area. Pick a destination. Just go and experience it. You know, like for instance, I went on British Rail and I said, okay, you know what? I think today I want to go to Winchester because I'd like to see Winchester Cathedral.
Uh-huh.
It's 1,000 years old. I'd like to see that, and I'd like to have the interaction and see what that's like and talk to people. And yes.
Yeah, you know, this is good because I think people are chomping at the bit to get out there and travel because we've been shut down,
right.
You know, for a year,
right.
More than a year, I guess.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah.
But it also has to be in you, Barry.
Yeah.
I believe it has to be in you to travel, and I also believe you deep down, you have to be a people person.
Right.
To really enjoy and value traveling and getting everything out of it that you can.
And experiencing the culture.
And experiencing it, absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've traveled over to Southeast Asia several times, Thailand, and I tell you, getting involved with the people and the local culture and going into, you know, non-tourist areas, into the restaurants where the tourists don't go, and just watching people and getting to know them, there's nothing better than that. I mean, you know, everybody can go to a Hilton, a Marriott, anywhere in the world, but
it's true.
You know, you need to, you can go there, but don't stay there. Go experience the
that's
people.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was the same thing I did when I went to Bermuda.
Yeah.
See, I went to Bermuda on my own. So I went to different places, all different places on Bermuda. We because we know Bermuda is only so large.
Right.
You could practically see the whole island in one day.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a great experience being in Bermuda, and I went off the beaten path and did things on my own.
That's absolutely. That's what you have to do. Well, how this has been a great conversation, and you know I'm just happy to know that you love the travel business. And
I did, Barry, and thank you for having me today. It was wonderful to share my experiences, and I'm sure for some of you listening, you can absolutely 100% relate to what I discussed and what I was saying.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes.
And you know, if anyone would like to get a hold of you, do you have a contact that?
I have my own personal email.
Okay.
And it is HowardWFlatten@yahoo.com.
Okay. And as always, I'll put links to that information in the show notes. So if you're interested in dropping Howie a line, Howie likes people. So
I do.
He does.
And just one more added thing. Uh-huh. And of course, all of you can relate. When it came to traveling for free, Barry, it was the challenge first before going on a free trip was getting that free space on Continental, the G-Class.
Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Yeah.
As long as you got the G-Class, you were going.
You're good. You're good
if you
to
couldn't
go.
Get the G-Class, pick somewhere else. Where you could get it.
Yeah. All right, Howie, this has been great, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your day and spending it with me and with our listeners now. And it's really appreciated, and we'll catch up with you again. I'm going to be seeing Howie daily here for quite some time, but for the listeners, maybe Howie will come back.
You never know.
Yes.
But thank you, everyone, for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my own personal experience that I shared with you today.
Good. Thanks so much, Howie.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Howie, for a great insight into the travel agent career and all the good times that you had. And, I do wish that maybe someday you'd be able to get back into the travel trade business. And I know you'd be good at it. What a great guy. And thank you, dear listeners, for being with us as we talk about travel trade topics. And I look forward to being with you next month. But until then, safe travels and stay healthy, everybody. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.